got Alzheimer's, so you are.
Yeah. What is your? Well, that's my first question. Is what is your name?
My name is Warren Douglas Cook.
Okay.
On KD Radio, it was Warren W. Cook, and every night for a while we had the callers call in and give what the W would stand for, and then I'd use that for the rest of the evening. And I had Wiggly, Wormy, Wonderful, Wobbly, and some that I couldn't really use on the air.
Okay, now explain the term blob. I mean, why? Because a lot of people call you Blob and have for years.
Blob started in 1958 with the movie, and we made the theme for the movie. We did not do the singing on it. It was written by Burt Bacharach, Hal David. They wrote the music and the lyrics. My cousin is Link Ray, and Link Ray was on Cadence Records. It was owned by Archie Blyer. Archie Blyer...
Back in Philadelphia or something,
right,
New Jersey or something.
Right. Archie Blyer did a lot of movie themes. A man named Ralph Carmichael was an orchestra leader and did the music for the movie. We did the theme song itself. There was a lot of legal entanglements because the movie was actually a ABC Paramount movie. Record came out on Columbia. The two, of course, hated each other, being competitors. There was a lot of legal entanglements. Somebody at the either ABC or Columbia did the singing on the song itself. Made it to the chart number 35 for 6 weeks, and I became the Blob because I was one of the members.
That.
Bomark, which also came from that era, was the last name of six of us in the band.
Oh, okay.
And at that time, there was a missile. The Boeing missile was called the Bomark missile, and that was the only acronym that we could come up with that made any sense. So we just became Bomark Broadcasting and Telecasting. In Riverton, I was working for KWRL up there at the time. The lead guitarist owned the radio station.
In Riverton?
Right. And actually, the station was owned by Mildred and Joe Ernst out of Thermopolis. Thermopolis, Riverton, and Lander were all tied together in three different radio stations. They were kind of tied together. And the middle one was KWRL, which Ernst owned, but leased it pretty much to our lead.
That was in Worland, you say?
No, that was Riverton.
Oh, that was Riverton.
Riverton, yeah. Worland wasn't part of the chain at the time.
You couldn't have been
Riverton,
very old.
Riverton.
Or Riverton.
Our drummer was 11. I was 13.
And then you were on the air when you were 13, 14?
Right. But I didn't use any name. Just go
voice
in and
on
do
the air.
Yeah, just go in and do the news now and then. Now, I have to say that KATI, when it went on the air in May of 1956, I was working in the hayfields out at the ranch in Box Elder, Wyoming. This was a new form of music for me because nobody else around the country or the state, anyway, was playing that kind of music, and I was intrigued. I'd come in after haying and sit there and listen to the radio. The year after that, the next summer, when I was out in the hayfield again, I spent all year out there making enough money to buy a little cheap little suitcase phonograph.
Mm-hmm.
They opened up like a suitcase, and they're kind of a pressed cardboard, real chintzy. And my first record was Hound Dog, which came out in June of 56, but I didn't get it till the next year. Yeah. And that was actually my start in record collecting and interest in radio.
As we sit here in your record room, how many records am I looking at?
Well, there's 8,500 and something on that wall there.
And that's all singles, 45s.
It's all 45s. I had about double that, and I gave half of those to a gentleman from New Mexico that came up and wanted the whole thing, but I only gave him half.
So you were at Box Elder, and then did you end up going to work at, KWIV first?
No, we moved to Riverton. The family moved to Riverton. My dad was working at Jeffrey City on the uranium plant, and then they built a sulfuric acid plant right outside of Riverton. So we moved up there for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And during that time, I was working at KWRL doing the music. When that all was all finished, we moved back to Douglas, and then I started at KWIV in 1960. And I was at there off and on till 1964. Because I went to college in 62 in Casper, so I'd only work at KWIV during the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked for about seven different managers.
Their building was down by the river.
Down by the river, right.
The transmitter in the old Pioneer Park or something.
It is,
like
the Pioneer Park, but there was a little building there. And
the building is still there today.
It's still there.
It's the restroom.
Right. in November of 1962, I got my first job at Katy. And that was under Sid King was the manager and Bill Yeager was the program director. Those two were my bosses. For the life of me, I cannot remember who else was there at the time except Larry Payne. Larry Payne did the morning show. Now, I worked with him at KWIV for a while. And then he moved to Casper before I did. And when I moved to Casper, he was at KATI during the morning, but I can't remember anybody else there.
Well, Jody would have been there.
I didn't work with Jody Lenneman. Came from Douglas, too.
Right. That's the reason I brought it up.
But I did not work with him either at KWIV or Katy. So it's a real mystery to me who else was there at that time.
Was Fat Daddy there? Do you remember him?
No. Bill Sims, Fat Daddy, they were not there.
They had already gone.
And I didn't know that. I didn't know that they had anything to do with it at the time. But apparently they were there and then left and then came back. Now, after they came back in 1965, I got my second job at Katy.